Hello and welcome to The Great British Sitcom, the show in which we watch some potentially forgotten sitcom classics to see if they stood the test of time. These are two Chris's.
Yeah.
And I'm Mark. There we go. Did it that way around this time. Today we're watching So What Now. Jones, you picked this one.
Yeah.
And you specifically picked it.
Yeah, before looking at the list.
Sitcom then. You just said, which one's Lee Evans' one? I want it. I want that one.
Has Lee Evans done a sitcom? If so, yes. Oh, because we've done a run of 70s ones. I want something a bit more contemporary. It was just still 20 years ago, but still.
It's 30 years ago, isn't it? Now? Oh, actually, it might be noughties. I don't know.
It's 2001.
Yeah, it was 2001, yeah.
2001.
Okay. Yeah.
I already knew. This sitcom is probably the worst thing that happened that year.
Even I know that joke. Absolute atrocity.
Never forget. Yeah, and so was 9/11.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's why it's not a bit more. Let's just mix it up a bit because that's what I've done. Am I right? Unless I've forgotten something. We did like Swingers Game or whatever it's called.
Every time. Slingers Die.
Swingers.
Every game you keep saying.
Every game. Swingers Game.
And, Slingers. Slur.
Swingers Game and The Worker.
Still saying.
I know, yeah. The Worker. That was 60s, wasn't it?
I think it was not on the Nelly.
That was the 70s ones.
Do you remember the absolute mind trip we had for the other one?
Oh, David Jason.
David Jason in A Sharp Intake of Breath.
Yeah, that was 70s, wasn't it? 80s.
Ooh, that was.
Ooh,
that lovely stuff. That was 1977 to 81.
There you go.
So now we've got something much more recent. So What Now? I'll tell you what, it's So What Now. Would either of you like to read out the premise for this one?
I'll do it because Chris did it last time.
Okay, there we go.
So what now? Kicked out by his wife Eileen, accident-prone Lee turns to slobbish best mate Stuart to take him in. After he burns down his place... All right. Slobbish... Oh, it's slobbish.
You said you wanted to read it out, but...
This is grammatically strange, hang on. Kicked out by his wife Eileen, accident-prone Lee turns to slobbish best mate Stuart to take him in. It should be a full stop in a new sentence now. After he burns down his place, they both rent rooms from loony, but lonely, landlady Heather, a failed it girl who's wealthy... Whose wealth has run dry. Their adventures begin here. Ellipsis. Written by Lee Evans, retired in 2014 to spend more time with family after the death of his manager. Stuart Silver, spitting image, Noel's house party. Oh, fucking hell. Jesus Christ. One series of 8 episodes aired between 2001. Do you want it in our what I like to call the best part of the show? What's the series rating, guys?
5.
7.4.
Oh, straight on the bullseye. 7.4.
Is it?
7.4, yeah.
So this is as good as Not in Your Lily.
Oh, Christ. I mean, the ratings mean nothing, do they?
No. Why are we still doing it?
They're in there. These like
nice, no.
It doesn't mean anything, does it? It sets no reference whatsoever. Anything we know. Stars Lee Evans from There's Something About Mary and the fifth Element is in. I don't know that. He's the element.
He was the fourth one.
Sweaty bloke.
I'm really disappointed. Nearly shot down the spaceship.
Sophie Thompson, 4 Weddings and a Funeral, Eat Pray Love. Stephen O'Donnell, Spice World, and A Knight's Tale. A Knight's Tale spelled wrong as well, unless it's a different film about nighttime. Who fucking wrote this? You might see your eyes shut. What is this? A Knight's Tale.
Good night.
I think Heath Ledger was in it, but I couldn't see because it was so dark.
That's why he was spent all that money hiring that horse for the rendition of A Night Before Christmas, didn't he? Not a creature was stirring except the clatter of armour and joust.
A jolly old St. Nick was knocked from his steed.
Good strikes.
Oh, God.
It'd be like, this is a Father Christmas based joust. You're on the naughty list. Little elf brings him a shield. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, just... That's what we're going to see. Father Christmas on a destroyer.
Alright, yeah, that's that one. What do you remember? No, I don't. I was saying to Mark earlier on, I think I remember one sequence in this, but I'm not sure if it is from this or not. Where he had a tray of, it was like a physical, obviously it's Lee Evans, it's physical comedy. But I don't know. I get the theme tune, it's going to be...
I actually know what the theme tune is for this one. It's like lad sort of music. So, what now? Just like that. Mm. Yeah, less exciting.
Lee Evans' character in this is Lee Evans. A failed musician.
Just for ease.
Yeah. The other characters have got their different names, but I can't bother to know a different name. I want to be Lee Evans. Evans. Do you remember the sitcom?
No.
No, I never heard of this. Somebody recommended that we watch this. That's why it's on the list. I never...
Is that L. Evans?
Yeah. French. Lee E. recommended this one. No, I don't remember it either. Stand up? Have you seen much of stand up?
No.
I've seen him do one bit that I remember. I think it was a Nina Simone song where it was like a spotlight and he's on like an office chair and he comes flying in on the chair and every time he goes through the spotlight, I can't think what Nina Simone song it is, but basically he plays the piano every time he gets into the spotlight. It's quite well done. Mm. That's all I remember.
He'd often do a musical bit at the end of his set, which is disappointing, isn't it? It's always upsetting when you see a comedian get a guitar out and you're like, oh, fuck. Come on, nobody will see this.
Oh, no, not particularly a fan.
I think growing up I saw quite a bit of his stuff. So he's very popular, isn't he?
Yeah, lots of people like him. Yeah, back when we were younger he was, for sure.
I remember being very, very disappointed when we moved in and unpacking some boxes, came across some Lee Evans DVDs that Alice had brought with her to this house.
Is it still there now?
Yeah, they're in a cupboard.
Evans is
I don't
physical comedian, a lot of physical stuff. Yeah. I remember there's a sequence where he mimes along to Bohemian Rhapsody and does all actions and stuff.
Yeah, it feels like quite a go to
sort of thing. He gets sweaty, doesn't he? Yes, that's one thing he does, isn't it? He gets sort of sweaty. I'm
not a fan of like physical comedy like this. It makes me a bit uncomfortable, which is going to remind me of like Norman Wisdom. I think he's like massively idolizes Norman Wisdom, if I remember rightly.
Norman Wisdom. Isn't that Norman Wisdom like massive in like Macedonia or something weird like that?
No, that was Alexander Great.
Oh yeah, sorry.
It was
always going around on roller skates.
Norman Wisdom wept, for there were no more worlds to conquer. Is that another great?
Yeah, he tried to expand into India, but he just couldn't. Just turned around, so he just went back.
fuck this.
My market was too dry.
Oh, I think that's done. I think we've covered that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
excited.
I don't think I'm going to enjoy this one.
Do you think it's going to be like just like laddishy sort of stuff then? So what's
it's going to be like a pound shop. Member home badly, isn't it?
Moved out, and it's going to be just and it's going to be.
I don't know if it will be, because like, I think in Men Behaving Badly, one of them was in a relationship and one of them wasn't always trying to get the girl. I don't think Lee's going to be this in this one, because he's like just broke up with his wife or partner, was it?
Yeah.
He'll be like depressed. Like,
yeah. I don't think it's going to be like him dating or anything. I think it's going to be like escapades.
All right, well, off we go. Well, we've got an episode to watch, I think.
Well, there's a few episodes on here, but I don't know whether you want to pick it based on the description of the episode.
That's just doing it random.
Just at random.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
What is it?
Hmm?
Well, tell everyone what it is.
Well, we was going to watch So Far So Good. But looking brilliant. At the description, there's episode 3 is called Swingers.
Swingers game.
Well, I think that one might win then.
So what's that? Episode 3?
Episode 3, series 1. Well, it's only one series. Series 1, episode 3.
Swingers. All right. Bye, everyone.
See you on the other side.
we finished. What a show that was. I'm glad I chose it.
Yeah. So the story of this particular episode was Leah just come back from a date from a theme of dates that had just gone terribly badly, and Stuart decided to take him. No, sorry. They were taken on a night out by their landlady with her new boyfriend. That ended terribly, so they went to a club, which was a strip club, and they were swindled by a couple of
ne'er-do-wells.
Exactly. That was the overarching plot of all of this. Mm. Any specific points you guys want to talk through?
A strip
through?
Club, was it?
It said it was a strip club. They just like a pub that had
women in bikinis walking around.
I guess there's a full frontal nudity.
Don't call it a strip club. Don't call it a strip club.
It's a stripped club.
It was.
I like that's a bit you had the issue with.
this isn't realistic. Lee Evans in cartoonish slapstick. That's fine.
Wow.
It was. It felt so much older than 2001, didn't it? It felt really dated.
Yeah, more 90s, I felt, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm.
But like, I guess you can say the same for any sort of programme that is on the cusp of the decade.
Good point, yeah.
Should we go straight off with like the coming out of the cab thing with the like the physical comedy part of that?
It's just non-stop seemed to be just plot points to get some sort of physical comedy. Everything was just like
some of it done better than others, I thought. The setup and payoff, albeit I didn't find it funny, of the giving the cabbie a £50 note and in return you got nothing but bags and bags of coppers. Mm. For the amount like that probably was, like that was all done quite well. And then getting
it paid off.
Yeah.
They got a lot of mileage out of that because they got the heavy coat.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That paid that played right through. Yeah, I mean, albeit again, that wasn't funny. But the idea of he's got such a heavy coat that he can't stand up.
Yeah.
And then he hangs his coat up and it falls off the wall. I think that's the thing would you call that? Mm. So yeah, a lot of that made sense. But there's other bits whereby the physical comedy bit didn't make sense.
Well, there's a part where, what was he doing? Getting him a drink? And then he was standing next to the hi-fi. Big chunky 90s hi-fi.
Yep.
And for some reason, it had a nodding dog on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, like, did he improvise that because they happened to have that on the set? Or did he write that into the script?
Nah, there was too, like, there was
Lee
too much.
Lee turns to the hi-fi. There was a nodding dog on top of it. Steve starts imitating the nodding dog. Audience laughed raucously for some reason.
Nah, there was too much emphasis on the cameras being at the ready for that.
No, but I mean, was he on the set and then improvised
that?
Oh,
and decided to add it
and
in.
Just brought it in from home.
Listen, guys.
Got an idea.
What's the running time at the moment? We had a couple of more minutes. No, it's I wonder how if he wrote that in because.
I mean, he did literally write it, so it's quite possibly.
Good point.
It's just not connected.
I can see why there's only one series of this.
Well, one of its 8 episodes. Did it get cancelled, or was it literally wrote it as 8 episodes and thought that's it?
It's a limited series.
Yeah.
The story arc was completed. Isn't there nothing else to say?
Found out what now was. Oh, that. Oh.
Yeah, the intro was like mad.
Oh my God.
I couldn't quite follow that. I was like almost like, but I suppose that's the what they wanted to get across. It just was like
that's just one of those. That's very obvious time that kind of shot, that like fixed camera below the head that follows the it must be a steady camera, isn't it?
The trippy intro.
Yeah, that particular trick shot where they have it the camera attached to the actor so that it moves with them.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's a very obvious time.
Do they do that? Do they do that in Early Peep Show, or my?
Not from like no, it's all
not from above.
View,
okay,
that's very obvious time, I think.
Oh, and I'll tell you what I'm thinking of: Mitchell and Webb Show, when it's Robert Webb running as a character. He wears a.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did it in like what's very much seen as a spiritual successor to this, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah, well, that came out of the sort of.
When they were sort of walking out and they were in the streets and they were like kind of drunk in the evening, wasn't it? And they had the fixed camera on there.
Yeah.
That same sort of atmosphere, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was, so pretty much right. It's almost sort of say like 3 years before that. So.
Mm.
98, wasn't it? It's Lock, Stock. Snatch was 2000, I think. Brad Pitt. Do you like Dags? That's what he said, isn't it?
Mm.
Do you like Dags?
No.
And
of course, that was all the precursor to The ultimate was Aladdin.
Sorry? To what? What was it?
Aladdin. Guy Ritchie did the live action Aladdin.
Of course, yeah.
No, it was all that London.
Well, it's like they call it the Guy Ritchie trilogy, the Lock, Stock, Snatch and Aladdin. Where's that fucking carpet? You flying or what, you fucking slag?
Is there a live action Aladdin?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen
Will
that.
Smith is a genie.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
yeah.
God, yeah.
Guy Ritchie directed it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Jafar, you fucking punts.
I didn't know that.
How many fucking wishes am I allowed?
Listen, Sonny, you get 3 wishes.
Who rubbed my lamp? Which one of you cunts rubbed my lamp? And so on. Do you get the idea?
This is the Cockney hard nut.
Yeah. Street rat. I don't buy that.
That was the a music bit that we mentioned whereby he pulled the headphones up and the music was really loud. She screamed.
That proceeded. That was he turned the hi-fi on and then started like manically dancing, clicking his finger.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which like it was like a bit from it. A lot of it would go. I can imagine doing this in stand up.
Yeah, I think if that was like 3 or 4 finger clicks and then he realized I've like done a double tape, that would have been all right.
Uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortably long, yeah, about like 12-16 clicks and then hang on, what?
12-16
No, the beat of it.
More than 10, less than 20, I would say, yeah. Oh, like the BPM.
Yeah.
Not boost.
Well, that come later.
Yeah. Zero. It wasn't a script on.
No.
it was just uncomfortable. There were this parts you could hand it to him. He's a good physical comedian.
Yes.
Evans is a good slapstick comedian. But, you know, you have to be in the mood for it, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Not 30 minutes of unrelenting slapstick.
I think that for me, that's the thing about slapstick. I don't mind it if it's one confined thing within something else. If it's like you're down a motorway, is worth of it. Like, just non-stop.
Yeah, yeah.
It's you're drowning it.
You want a couple of round
things. With the, like, Miss... misplaced words, isn't it? It's like, it's all right, yeah, okay. Yeah. But if it's non-stop every sentence, yeah, then it just becomes a bit too much, doesn't it?
Like, often you can see it coming. You can say, well, like, oh, he's going to try and put the blinds up. That's going to fall on him and he's going to struggle.
Yeah.
But then, out of nowhere...
Are we getting to the restaurant scene?
No. Oh. When his flatmate came in and he went and tripped over the blind and then went fell at his feet and whipped his trousers down. There's noise coming from somewhere. Wait, that's the bottle rubbing. So,
I went through a series of emotions.
Because you weren't expecting it. It whipped them down. So then she came back in, and it was like in a compromising situation where he was kneeling in front of him.
Yeah. With a pot noodle. Just like not, just like nonchalant. Just like
I did that once. Excuse me. long story.
Spicy.
It's my mum, my sister, and my sister's husband, and he was wearing. He was like, he's a similarly built man to the man in the sitcom as well, and he was wearing like as usual. He's always wearing jogging bottoms, and he was stood facing my sister, and I went out and whipped down his jogging bottoms as a bit of fun because he was obviously wearing a pair of baggy boxer shorts. I came down as well. Luckily for him, he was facing away from my mum. My sister reckons I would have split up if my mum was seen as long. I nearly hyperventilated because it was so fun. Stood there with his knob out. If my mum's living room. I didn't mean for it to happen. I wanted to just put his dresses down. That was a good one. No, I thought that was the best part. Yeah. I can't think of a better part of that.
No, it's the only bit we weren't really expecting.
Yeah.
Like everything else in the lead up to it was like, oh, God.
There we go. Yeah,
this is going to happen.
Hook's going to fall off.
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah. For the slapstick of it, especially. Yeah.
The slapstick, we started off with slapstick where he got his coat caught in a taxicab door. That's classic.
Yeah.
Over with the coat, mime with the heavy coat to hang it up.
Yeah, the way it sort of fell back.
Because when it cuts from the cab scene to the flat, and then it cuts to him obviously later in time when he's had to, you know, and he had two big black stripes down his face, and you think, well,
she'd have told him much earlier than that.
So that's set up, and you're thinking the whole scene going, I wonder why his, and she was like, oh, you better sort that out, and he was like, oh, I got on the bus home, you know, the doors, and he mimes the door shutting on his face, and you're like, fuck, is it? Even the audience didn't give it that much. You're like,
no,
was that worth it? Was it worth the makeup time for you to get that for that joke? Fucking hell, come on, Lee.
I mean, being Lee is a method actor, so he would have just stuck his face in a bus, I reckon.
He would have gotten the old, bus. what was the last thing? There was in the... No. I'll take it back to the trousers because there was the restaurant scene.
So we had the transition from the landlady took the two housemates out for a double date with her new boyfriend Dan.
And as pointed out on a YouTube comment, I've mentioned this already, but the interiors in the flat and stuff were shot on video.
Yep.
And then digital, I think, maybe, whatever. And then the scene in the restaurant was all shot on film, which is strange. But carry on.
No, that's it. I was going to lead one of you two into it, really. So that was the transition. And then having the double date, she's bought in this really shit present of a tie with a knitted number two in it because it's their 2-day anniversary, and that's wool. And then what is it they're giving? Like a, what sort of food is that? Greek or Turkish or something like that?
Yeah.
It must have been, like, it's Turkish with like shish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, shish, yeah, of course.
But I don't know what it was meant to be. I think they were meant to look like testicles, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it looked like a big giant jacket potato.
Some sauce.
And they called it bola or something. Yeah, bola.
Yeah, because the joke was saying about, oh, but you must have locked them off a gorilla or something.
Yeah, I don't understand what it was.
And then after that, brought like a shish skewer. Left just the skewer on as well. Didn't take the meat off first. So Evans is struggling, and so the scene's going on, but Evans is struggling, and you're like, oh, here we go.
Yeah,
here we go.
I think we all sort of like saw it coming, but not to that extent.
No. So what happens then? Struggling with getting the meat off the skewer with a fork.
I think one of us called out something about, oh, it's going to land in someone's mouth or something like that. But then,
on the head or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then the waiter was stood behind him. One of the serrated ends jammed into his thigh, and then the other end of the meat that he was trying to like prong off with a fork went flying into it. And I really enjoyed this bit into the mouth of a woman that you didn't know where she was. It was just like a fast cut to this lady in the background.
It's almost like caught it between her teeth.
I think they
obviously shot it in reverse. They had it in her mouth and then pulled it out, I reckon.
That's how I'd
add that back in post. Lee Evans 50 of take trying to throw it into her mouth from across the restaurant. And then the skewer is left in the waiter's thigh just there.
Yeah, and he's not really making much of a deal about that. He's quite calm as if it happens all the time.
The Turkish are very stoic people. It was good. Yeah, so then the scene continues, and in the background you can see the woman between the two characters in the background of the restaurant choking it, and then it cuts, as it keeps cutting back and forth, like she's getting a Heimlich maneuver, and it's a nice little sight gag.
Yeah, and I don't remember there being much, like, trying, at least, to do comedy on the table, so like you could see the focus was in the background.
Yeah, because I had to stop paying attention. There was the landlady and her boyfriend was just talking about that. I missed completely what I was talking about because I was
I don't think
the focus was pulled so that there were the woman was slightly out of focus as well, so that was quite nice.
Yeah, but I don't think we were supposed to be watching what's going on the table, were we, at that point? It was I think it was done quite neatly in that way.
So then the boyfriend has had enough of this. She's overbearing, too much, way too much.
Yeah,
and when she goes to the toilet, he makes a run for it, leaves his mobile phone with him.
Yeah, and she knows her.
She knows what she's like.
She knows that's another
scorpion
one
and a frog, isn't she? And she's a scorpion.
And then, yeah, Stuart's just they go to a club from there, I think it was.
Yeah, because she's all upset because he's left, and she's like, oh, and then he takes them out to a club.
I know, cheer her up. Scantily clad women.
And then it's the typical sort of like hilarity of him ogling. And Lee Evans being really shifty and sweaty nervous, and heavy breathing, as you'd expect.
There was a lot of breathing acting in this. Like Lee Evans in the date scene in his flat, he was just. I don't know. This is me. I hate it when in anything where people use breathing as part of their like acting. Like when someone's like, like they're showing they're stressed about something because they're breathing a lot. I was like, it fucking does my nut in. Like,
is that why you're such a big fan of Aquaman?
they breathing through their gills? Silently. That it annoys me. But anyway, it was like too much.
Mm. But yeah, heavy breathing.
Like. But even like the his flatmate was breathing. Well, he was quite heavy set, so maybe he was struggling anyway.
I mean, he was wandering around eating a pot noodle, so he had a much chance there, I don't think.
That's always a comedy. Like heavy breathing. I should remember in time my cousin got a phone call from what he thought was a dirty phone call. Just someone like heavy breathing on the other end of the line, and he kept hanging up, but phone back and heavy breathing again. Turned out it was my nan phoning him. She was walking up a hill.
Oh dear.
And that's where Kate Bush got the inspiration for her hit song.
It's me.
What, Weather Nights?
Well, your nan is called Kathy, isn't she? Hmm? Don't know. So the gag, the bit is that this strip dancer's walk at, what, strip dancer? Stripper.
don't pretend you don't know what it's called.
Yeah, exactly. Never been to a strip club.
The clothes off lady? she's working her way around the tables, and she's coming towards, she's making a looming towards them. She's got him out, nearly. And what's the name? Stuart, isn't it? The flatmate.
Yeah, Stuart.
Stuart's loving it.
He carried that.
He's getting, he's getting into it. Liam is getting nervous and shifty, like we said. So then she gets close to him, and Stuart fumbles out like a note, tucks it in the pants, not pants, like whatever they're called, G-string, whatever. Dances around, and then she walks over to Lee Evans, and then Stuart's like, "Come on, get your fucking wallet out, give us some money." And then it was like, "Oh yeah,
yeah." I didn't see this one coming, but it made total sense. Should have seen that.
And then she sort of bends over on his face, and you're like, "Oh," and she pulls her face, and then there's a cut down to her legs, and there's this like the coin spilling out. I don't know what Lee Evans thought was going to happen. Was she trying to attach the little bag of money, like a little pouch of coins, like
I
Robin Hood.
I think he was like pouring them in. Like
he was trying to pour it into the crevice.
Pour it into the pants, and the pants would have been the receptacle.
Billowing, yeah.
Laden with coin.
He would have got, at most, the size of that G-string, he would have got about 8p in there, maybe.
Experience.
Yeah. 8p? Of course, Mark's often got pee in his pants. Urine. So that happens, and then later there's another cut, and then it's the lads trying to pull, and they spot a couple of ladies across the bar.
Mm.
I think just to take about one, I think when they got in, the landlady was battered, and she was like,
makeup was all smeared.
Yeah, what? She was shouting at all the men to stop ogling her, whatever.
Undressing her
with her eyes. Thank you. Sorry. And then we had another Japanese man in this one. And she was
didn't really go anywhere. Like I thought, well,
it came back at the end.
But like, it could have been, didn't it?
It could
have
been anyone.
Yeah,
it could have been anyone at all. But it was in the for some reason, particularly this guy.
I just thought, oh no, they're gonna do something again. Japanese business. Yeah, that makes sense. That's often a trope, isn't it? Yeah, in a strip club on TV. I don't know.
That or karaoke.
I don't know what the prefix look like karaoke and karate.
Yeah.
It's karaoke and karate.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
I do, but no, I've heard this, so go ahead.
Boring.
No, I don't remember.
Kara is empty.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Karaoke is like empty orchestra.
Yes.
And then karate is empty hands, you don't use any weapons, you just use your hands.
Oh.
Thank you. So, you learned something today. Okay. So then this is the girls, and then the fat one goes, Stuart goes over.
Two names.
Goes over to him, and then Lee Evans is trying to seduce him from across the room, and he's like, always like,
yeah, he's
like,
Stuart's trying to convince him.
Because it's the look of
it?
Love, and it's on the music's playing, and he's miming the words.
Yeah, it's the same song playing in the opening as well. So they must
another callback.
Wanted to get their money.
The circle's complete. Well, they paid the money for the rights, so you might as well use it, even if it's just an instrumental.
And he's doing that some stupid dance across. It was
and he knocks over the drinks from the. waiter who's Macedonian, it turns out, because then they go, oh, where are you from? Are you from Macedonia? And then they go, oh, the waiter's from Macedonia.
And then a bit fuck of a off. Language. Like, obviously, because he can't speak the language, so he insults him, and it's like... Oh.
He makes up some language because he thought that would work, but the Macedonian that he made up happened to call him Tramp's Pants, I think it was. He insulted him by calling him that.
That is the ultimate.
It's the worst. Macedonian just the worst. Just dregs.
Yeah, it's just dragged on.
And then they go, oh, do you want to go upstairs? Lee Evans whispered something to him, and he was like, what was that, Oleg? Or what did he say, slug and leg? You want to go and take these women upstairs? And they go, all right then. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not, I don't know what's going upstairs. It must have been a hotel bit upstairs. It wasn't a hotel upstairs.
Well, it was a hotel because that was where the woman he was on a date with worked. And she said she had to go back to the hotel.
Great pay off, that's right.
That's quite a match of businesses though, isn't it? Like hotel upstairs, strip club downstairs. Like it's a pretty seedy setup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she called him disgusting at the end.
It was
like, oh, you're disgusting. You're disgusting. So I was like, you work in a
hotel, place where people a hotel by the strip club.
Yeah. You're no better than Lee Evans. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
If he wants to fuck his fat flatmate in a hotel, then what is he none of your business, is it?
Oh, yeah, she comes back at the end, yeah.
Unprofessional, if anything. Like, haven't
well, yeah, but what housekeeping goes to a hotel at night? Because they'd only just counted to 1,000, and
it might be really slow at counting.
Right, so the women take him into the room. They're like, "Oh, here we go, we're in business." They put him on the. They're sitting on the bed, and they're like, "Oh, put the blindfold on. Let's just spice things up and whatever." Obviously, going to be robbed. And then they count to 1,000, and then they open their eyes, and they've been robbed. Yeah. And the date that Lee was on earlier on, she happens to be a fucking maid in this hotel, and she's, oh, you're disgusting.
I think they'd set that up though, didn't they? I think they'd said that she was a maid earlier.
Yeah.
She said, you're in the hotel business.
Yeah. So that was a superb callback. They run out in their pants. Lee Evans is with hilarious wife fronts.
Yeah, baggy.
They run down the fire escape stairs. Again, Mark loving that. Mark was laughing raucously during the stairs part. Me and Chris didn't get much out of it, but Mark was hooting and he made us rewind it twice to watch it again. He was like, look at that. Look at that stair action. Look at Evans' technique descending those stairs. And then they walk in through a fire door onto the stage with the strippers. And then the Japanese businessman tucks a tenner into his pants.
Yeah, because they don't try and get out. They start dancing.
Well, what are you going to do? It's embarrassing. You might as well try and style it out.
Yeah, well, just got a fiver. I'll carry on dancing myself.
There you go.
Money.
So it starts, man.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. You've got another 2 peas in your pants, so you just facing me. Or do you have hemorrhoids? And then I think that's the end. No, the end is that they go back to the flat, and then. What's the bird?
That was an after credits scene, weirdly.
Oh, an Easter egg for the
people that are hanging around.
Yeah, the people who haven't killed themselves. So then she's with the waiter, and he says, help.
Oh, was that the waiter?
Yeah, Macedonian guy.
Right, okay. I thought that was just a random new human.
He mouths help, and it comes up with subtitles in English.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the excellent show.
Yeah, and I think we covered everything in that. Like, there was nothing. I don't think there is anything.
I think it's kind of what we're expecting. It's just saying, oh, this is going to be like a slapstick, and then sitting through 30 minutes of slapstick are two different things.
Yeah. So if we reference Los Dos Bros, for example, that one had no story at all. That one, I think, I remember us commenting at the time, that was just like, it felt like a series of like sketches.
No, you're right. It felt really self-indulgent. It was frustrating, wasn't it?
Whereas this one, it felt like it was an actual story that had been created. Like the money, for example, if we use that, the money bags have been used throughout this as a gag, and it paid off again at the end. Like they used it, about 3-4 times at the start, and then again later
got
on.
Their money's worth.
What's that?
Got their money's worth.
Got their money's worth. They certainly did, and yeah, the whole thing itself made sense in the end. So to compare that against something like Los Dos Bros, which didn't, it was just lots of sketches, or to compare it against Some Others Do Have Them.
Oh yeah,
there's like a story there in them episodes as well. I guess I don't fully remember that one that far back, but.
Good. That was the standard. That was the hotel.
I remember you loving it. Oh, yeah, that was the one we watched, wasn't it?
That was a hotel.
Yeah.
You have to have a hotel if you're doing a slapstick thing. Have to.
Yeah, if you're destroying your own house, it's just not funny.
That's true.
That's why I didn't laugh when you took the blind down. I was just thinking, oh,
Yes. You're like, that cloak hook's gonna fuck, yeah, it's off. It's a fucking cloak hook.
Shoddy.
He's bigger wall plugs, isn't he? I think that's the end, I think. Joke of the week, I think, was pulling the... Oh, it was the restaurant, wasn't it?
It was the meat in the
mouth. I like the pulling... Oh, right.
No, the strip club, yeah?
Yeah. I like the pulling the pants down bit. That got me.
Yeah, that was good. It was that
but then it might be just like that thing of what they say, it is what you bring to it. And it took me back to pulling down a Turkish man's jogging bottoms.
Yeah.
I thought they were sort of an equal stand in the restaurant scene and pulling the pants down.
Yeah, they were both.
What's the low point, you reckon, of the episode? Nodding Dog? The clicking?
Nodding Dog was worse for me because that could have easily not been done.
I think
it was the dance that he did in the club. Yeah,
that's
two women.
That
was painful.
I just thought that's typical Lee Evans.
Oh, Lee.
Like, I mentioned that Nina Simone bit from before that I remember him doing, and that at the time was quite funny. So it feels like a common joke that he does. Find a song you can mime along to and dance along to in such a way that matches the words. Mm. So, yeah, as annoying as that was, I kind of get it, but...
He's a really thing. Accomplished physical comedian, though.
I can't take that away from him at all.
No. So it's just, I think, as we were saying earlier on, it doesn't transfer well to a sitcom.
No.
In my opinion.
Mm. So to wrap this one up then, does it stand the test of time? Like, would something like this sort of slapstick, I guess, is the main thing we've got here?
I can't think of any sort of recent examples. I mean, there's like House of Fools, but then that was like an ironic kind of
timing, isn't it?
Framing of it. Mm. And so that's the kind of thing that they do anyway. Rick and Bob. Mortimer.
Yeah.
And again, well... I don't know, I haven't seen Mrs. Brown's Boys, but I assume it's quite physical, isn't it?
I've watched it once, so I can't remember if I'm honest.
No,
I've
never really watched it.
Well, I would say no on the whole.
I think where we said about the, if you do too much of it, it doesn't work.
I think
that's the problem. So definitely little bits of slapstick totally makes sense. I think that could be done today. And I think I'll always find jokes like that funny. That one in the background with the woman choking on the meat, I would still laugh at that joke today in anything.
Yeah, it's the whole sort of package of it, isn't it? I suppose if it did work and it was working, it'd still be going.
It was like something out of like Naked Gun.
I was thinking of Naked Gun, exactly that. Yeah, there's a bit where he's like, I won't go off on one about it. There's no point. But yeah, there's definitely bits like that in Naked Gun.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Well worth it.
It's funny. Yeah. What was the other thing? Police Squad, isn't it? The show.
I would recommend Police Squad as well. That's so fucking stupid.
Mm.
Yeah, if you've seen any like Touch of Cloth, the amount of jokes they've taken directly from Police Squad is a joke.
I think about Touch of Cloth today, yeah. I don't know why. It's good, isn't it?
It is good, yeah. There's one joke in Touch of Cloth whereby he looks in a drawer and he's like, he goes to be physically sick because they're looking for a murder weapon or something. And it's just a photo of like Piers Morgan or someone.
No. But it's a recurring thing, isn't it?
It's a recurring thing.
They walk into a crime scene, they've all like flyers and stuff, and they go, and it cuts to a picture of Piers Morgan. He doesn't talk about all the best bits out of Touch of Cloth, aren't we? When it comes to the crime scene, he goes, what have you found? Oh, two bodies, isn't it? Any prints? Yeah, just Purple Rain. Anyway, I think it's different album.
But the Piers Morgan joke, that exact joke, is done in Police Squad. Yeah, definitely recommend that. It's very funny.
Yeah. It's recommended, highly recommended.
All right, then, would you like to go on to the game?
So what now?
So what now?
Mark made a game. Stupid game. Mark has made a stupid game. Let's
play the game.
Let's play the fucking stupid game.
So what cow?
So what now, brown cow? It's about elocution.
I've really not tried on this one.
Go on. You surprised me. Go on, what is it? What's it called?
It's just So What Lee.
So What Lee? Rhyme.
No.
So What Lee?
Yeah. So I think
about General Lee.
It's General Lee.
Fucking hell.
Confederate name, general.
So I'll read out a cryptic clue.
A cryptic clue about the Battle of Antietam, and you have to...
I'll read out a cryptic clue. You have to tell me which Lee it is, and Lee can feature anywhere in their name. So it's like famous Lees, basically. And the Lee can feature anywhere in their name at all.
Okay.
Right.
Cool. So we'll go the other way around this time. Jones.
Yep.
It's only an inch, but it sure packs a punch. What Lee is that?
Bruce Lee.
It is Bruce Lee.
1 inch punch.
Yeah, well done. Woods. You won't like him when he's himself.
So what's any Lee in the world? You won't like him when he's yourself?
Yeah.
What?
Oh,
Any Lee?
You won't... What was that?
What, any Lee?
Well, there's a... I think it'll make sense.
You won't like him when he's himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is his name? Lee, obviously, but obviously. Fuck, I can't remember what it is.
Ironically, this is just the Stuart Lee joke I've taken.
Stuart Lee.
Oh, right, yeah.
No, it's Ang Lee. You won't like him when he's Ang Lee.
Direct.
Oh.
Like the Hulk. Anyway, good. Jones, he's made loads of friends in his universe.
Lee.
Lee. Half note.
Lee. He's made loads of friends in his universe. Don't know.
It is Stan Lee. Multiverse, the universe, the superhero universe.
Oh. What? What?
So, like superhero universe of Marvel.
Yeah. Well, who's Stan Lee?
He wrote basically all of Marvel.
Right, okay. Cool.
So, yeah.
Not the Milk Lilo way.
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Wood. This guy is definitely not going out.
Lee Mack.
It is Lee Mack.
That was a tough one.
Yep.
All right, 1 inch.
The name of the fucking show.
Bruce Lee.
Jones,
yeah.
When Malcolm sends a message, he'll always leave a kiss. This is probably the most tenuous one yet, and I'm sorry.
What? Muhammad Ali.
When... So when... Is that your answer, or do you want me to give you it again?
When Malcolm leaves a message...
When Malcolm sends a message,
he'll always leave a kiss. He'll always leave a kiss. No, I don't know. I can make a Muhammad Ali work, I think.
It's like Malcolm X.
It is Malcolm X.
Yeah.
So what's the Lee connection?
It's the I think the writer, maybe director, probably director of it, Spike Lee.
Spike Lee. Yeah.
And Wood's finish. one for the money and the free rides. It's two for the lies that you denied.
Oh yeah. So this is the lyrics from the song.
Oh,
it's like cryptic.
Ruined it.
It's like Blue, isn't it?
Yeah. What's his?
Is it Lee from Blue?
I can't give you that, unfortunately.
Lee. Blah.
Lee Ryan.
It is Lee Ryan.
Oh, I don't know.
Can't give that one, unfortunately.
Oh,
it'll be tough this week.
Unbelievable.
I knew it was from Blue, though. Points for that.
I can't give you points for that, unfortunately.
All right.
Wow, that was a tenuous game.
Who won that?
No one, me. Yeah. So I'm going to pick the last one for the end of the series. I think I've picked about three for this one.
Have you?
I think so.
Oh, did you swing his game? I think you did, didn't you?
No, I did Not On Your Nelly and The Worker.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I did. Oh, no, I might have done Slingers
Day.
I think it's waited long enough. Game on.
Is that Janus? Or is that Babes in the Wood?
Stars.
Game on.
Stars, and this is exactly how I've written it. Samantha Womack, brackets, aka Janus.
There you go.
So, yes.
Womes.
So yeah, let's do Game On. Right, so that's it. We've got one more episode to go this series. Thanks for listening, as always.
Yep.
And yeah, have you enjoyed yourselves, both of you?
What?
Have you enjoyed yourselves?
At points, yeah.
It's the minimum we can hope for. Yeah, all right, leave some reviews on that.
Chris didn't even respond.
Well, at least the next episode, really, Game On. Come on, what's the game going to be? Game is on. On game.
Game one.
I like my game. I like my game for that one, actually.
Game off. On or off. Binary.
Yeah, that's it. I'm done.
So what, Lee?
Yeah.
So what, Lee?
It's good cryptic clues.
Cryptic.
Right. Yeah. Mine were cryptic. Chris is with his name in the show the guy was in or the lyrics from their song.
All right. Yeah, leave reviews on that and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
See you later.